And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this one right here, Alabama. Yes, indeed. I mean, really. And by the way, this show, man, we send our signal like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. By the way, I said it earlier to one of our listeners who, I think it was Corey from down in Mississippi. He's a truck driver, and he said he loses a signal here. If you lose a signal on one of our stations, which, by the way, we cover a huge swath of ground, but if you lose a signal, you can always stream the show online. Just remind you, you can go to rightsideradio.org, and you can stream the show straight from there. And that's the way a lot of people listen to it, so no matter where they are, there we are. I used to always say that. You know, I used to always say, no matter where you is, there we is. So it's a flash from the past. I'd forgotten I used to say that. Hey, let me tell you who else covers some major ground, you guys, and that's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers just a huge swath of territory in our listening area. And Southern Immediate Care is a great chain of clinics. And I know the guy that owns it. He's a right side ruffian through and through. And let me just tell you, this is who I use. And I've been using them longer than they've been advertising. In fact, they're advertising because I used them and said, hey, I wish y'all would consider it. And they did. Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week. They'll see all ages. I'm talking pediatric to geriatric. They'll see them all. And then at the same time, you know, you think about it, you get sick on a weekend, who are you going to see? You going to wait till Monday? No. Go to Southern Immediate Care. Find the location nearest to you and check them out. And they got locations in like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, 5 locations around the Birmingham area. So just find the one closest to you and head on down there. I think you'll find, like I have, every single time I go there. It's clean, it's friendly, it's professional. They take care of you, get you in, get you out. Southern Immediate Care, and proud to have them as a sponsor. Tell them you heard about it, by the way, on Right Side Radio. I'd appreciate that. Do I have to go text messages here? Let me see. This next segment I've got is feisty, y'all. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm passionate about this. I have no problem with saying, if you don't want to be here, you don't have to stay. No one is keeping, the beauty of America is you are not required to stay. You can leave. And there's always the celebrities who say, well, if Trump gets reelected, I'm going to Canada. Why wait? Go ahead. Iceland would love to have you and all your entitlements. Go ahead and I'm sure the property values in Greenland are manageable. But then you've got people who come here and sometimes come here illegally or sometimes come here on student visas or whatever else, and they rail against the United States and they support things that do not stand at all for American values. And I'm looking at it thinking, you know, it's America. Just love it or leave it. And I would love to hear your thoughts on America. Love it or leave it. You want the benefits of our society, but you want to rail against our society. Do you have a freedom of speech? Certainly you do. Everyone does. But there are certain things that are just, to me, beyond the pale. If you're going to protest in the streets carrying the flag of another nation on our soil, I question why you're here in the first place. If you're going to protest on our streets and tear down American flags, I question why you're here in the first place. If you're going to be on one of our college campuses living an entitled life as a student, here on a student visa for that matter, and claim support for terrorist activities around the world to include terrorists who are holding Americans hostage, then I question why you're here. It's America. Love it or leave it. All right? We'll put up with you. We're a very forgiving society. We allow you to have your opinions. But I have to question why you want to be here in the first place if you think so ill of us on every single day. And let me point out something. There's an article that came out in 1819 News a couple of days ago. Our own state attorney general, Steve Marshall, is very upfront about this. He's actually supportive of legislation right now. He sent a request to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and it contained the signatures of 19 other state attorneys general. All right? And here's the quote. It says, quote, any foreign national on a student visa who supports or assists terrorist activity is in violation of the law and should have their visas immediately revoked. It's a privilege for foreign students to receive sponsored visas, and those who celebrate Hamas and the mass murder of innocent Israeli women and children, and I would add, and the hostage taking of American citizens, should lose their access to the privileges and safety that our great country provides. 19 attorneys general signed on to that, under his leadership, by the way. But so is there a freedom of speech right to let's talk about burning the American flag. I got real issues with that. I mean, I love seeing the videos when you see somebody run up and take the flag away from someone trying to burn it. Go out there and Google it. There's great videos like that. But dating back to June of 1989, the U.S. Supreme Court, it a very controversial ruling, by the way, a case called Texas versus Johnson. The court, in a split vote, a split verdict, a 5-4 verdict, decided that Gregory Lee Johnson, who had burned the American flag in a protest, was just basically making a symbolic political speech, and he had a freedom of speech right to burn the flag. Okay. Justice William Brennan wrote the majority decision. Justices Anthony Kennedy and Thurgood Marshall and Harry Blackmun and Antonin Scalia joined in. I mean, Scalia joined in. You gotta respect that, right? Says Johnson was convicted for engaging in expressive conduct. The state's interest in preventing breaches of the peace does not support his conviction because Johnson's conduct did not threaten to disturb the peace. He was burning an American flag. But what about this? Let's take it the other direction. How do y'all feel about this? FoxNews.com story broke out yesterday. A Massachusetts town approves the permit to fly the Palestinian flag on public flagpoles. North Andover, Massachusetts, officials approved a permit Monday allowing a Palestinian flag to be flown on the North Andover town common, according to reports. Boston 25 News reports the black, white, red, and green flag was raised Tuesday morning and will remain in place until December 7th. Why? They're showing solidarity with the people of Gaza. No, this is, okay, you know what? Fly it at your houses if you want to. Carry it in your street protests if you want to. But I would suggest that the taxpayers of that town are a disservice is being done to them. The idea that you're going to fly the flag of another nation, one, by the way, that is rife with controversy, one, by the way, that is also, that's where Americans are currently being held hostage by the governing body of that area. So, all right, you might say, Phil, not everybody in Gaza is a member of Hamas. Hamas is the ruling party. So Hamas is the ruling party under that flag. Hamas is the one holding a toddler, a 3-year-old American hostage. But you want to fly the Palestinian flag in solidarity with Hamas. No, it's the people of Gaza. It's the Palestinian people. It's Hamas, and you know it. Who's fighting back? Hamas. To ensure the order was going to be upheld, police were present. To ensure order, not the order. To ensure order was upheld, police were present in large meeting to make sure that nobody was going to get rowdy because it was a heated debate, apparently. And residents attended on both sides of the issue. But I look at it and go, you know what? That's improper. If my town was flying the Palestinian flag, I'd be the first one down there calling for it to be taken down. And listen, but how about this? We got members of Congress that are flying the Palestinian flag outside their congressional offices, a.k.a. Representative Rashida Tlaib, who is just a awful person. Story here on Fox broke out. Another story from Fox, two in a row. Rashida Tlaib is the member of a secret Facebook group where Hamas terrorists are glorified. Ooh, interesting. Yes, it's her personal time. Yes, it's her off-duty time. But Representative Rashida Tlaib is a part of a secret social media group in which its members have glamorized Hamas in its war battle with Israel after the terror group attacked and killed hundreds of innocent Israeli civilians. So the Michigan Democrat is a member of what they call the Palestinian American Congress Group on Facebook. The group is hidden from non-members. It does not appear on the platform's search engine, but Fox News Digital got access. Reckon how that worked out. The group's founder, somebody named Maher Abdel Kader, who has extensive ties to Tlaib, Rashida Tlaib, has also been leaked to other liberal politicians, has come under fire in the past for his own anti-Semitic social media posts, including questioning if the Holocaust ever occurred. That's who she hangs out with. That's who's there. She hates America, but she's a member of Congress. Let me pause there for a moment and just go ahead and take a call. Is that line one, Clarence from Huntsville? Hey, Clarence, how you doing?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Everybody that's sitting here and they're in solidarity with Hamas, the absolute majority of them, if they went over there and they went head-to-head with Hamas, Hamas would kill them.
Yep. Yep.
Every bit of them. And you can throw a Megan Rapinoe down there who, let me tell you something funny. Did you see what she did?
Yeah, I did.
Let me tell you something funny. You know, sometimes actions have consequences. And whenever you go out and you tout your homosexuality, and you say, whatever, and then all of a sudden you want to blame God. I say, oh, there must not be no God because I went down 6 minutes into my game. Well, you also have to say that God might punish you for your homosexuality. Sodom and Gomorrah, that happened. And so you sit here and look at that part, and then you look at that's the same kind of people that support Hamas. They have no idea what they are talking about. That's America, take it or leave it. People that just blindly support everything that's happening. And then you also got most people, if they say Trump versus Biden, they say they vote for Biden. They can't tell you why, besides a Trump, big, mean man. He's, you know, almost like they're talking about the white man from the Indian culture. Oh, white man, mean man. That makes no sense.
I don't know where you went on that last analogy, but I'm with you on the underlying premise, man, that most of these folks who are walking around on college campuses claiming solidarity with Hamas and flying the flag at the town hall in Massachusetts have no clue what they're talking about, and they wouldn't last a day in Gaza.
Well, and here's the real question. Why are American taxpayer dollars, that's who pays for courthouses and all these little places they want to fly the flag. Why should my taxpayer dollars have to provide a flagpole for that stinking nasty Hamas to actually be held? And I'll tell you something real quick. There's a good thing that's going around right now, and it talks about the mark of the beast, and it actually talks about how we think that's 666, right? Well, if you actually go and look at what it says in the Quran, and when you actually look at the way that the Bible was written originally in its original language, it's actually a symbol. And if you look at what's on Hamas's forehead, that little green thing they wear, they actually have that symbol on the top of that head.
Yeah. Okay. I hadn't seen that one. I know they wear their creed on there, which is you know, certainly something that I don't believe in. But
the middle of their creed. I will send you this link, and it will astound you when you actually look at the way that somebody who speaks that language describes it for you.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Thanks, Clarence. We ran long. Boom, we got to take that break right now. That was okay. Wow. But anyway, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming right back to put a lid on it. Drive home time. Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all, I mean to say, making common sense like a superpower. And hey, listen, I got to tell you what's got some superpower common sense. That's our friends at ZLA Solutions. Yeah, ZLA Solutions look epic good at what they do. ZLA Solutions, their mission in life, they love it. They say it all the time, is to help you make your business better. And they are serving big name and small name companies all across our listening area and beyond, really. And their bread and butter remains staffing. So if you need people, doesn't matter whether it's onesies and twosies or you need like a whole flock of them, they can help you. They can help you get a whole shift of people if necessary. Blue collar, white collar, or no collar, it don't matter, I always say. And I'd also like to point out that they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, and get you the right people for the right positions at the right time. So, yeah, ZLA Solutions. Check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right. Hey, I had somebody held on during the break, so let me honor their time. Line one, Rick from Huntsville. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. Doing good. I was just thinking about the council in Massachusetts and giving the permit for the Palestinian flag on public property.
Yeah.
Would they approve flying an Israeli flag, or would they approve flying a, let's say, a Confederate flag or a swastika?
Doubtful.
You know, if they believe in free speech, they should be able to approve all of those things.
I would say you got a great point. I mean, how do they settle on this one and none of the others? And I also question too, why, if they're showing solidarity, why don't they fly both flags? You know, like we're here for peace, so fly the Israeli and the Palestinian flag. But no, they're flying the Palestinian flag only. That's where they are.
Or go for a Russian flag or a Ukrainian flag.
Yeah.
And there are hundreds of them you could pick.
The list goes on and on. But they're virtue signaling. That's all this is. They caved to a group of people that came to them demanding certain things happen. They decided to virtue signal. And I don't think that would have worked down here. I'd like to think that wouldn't work in Alabama, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I would like to think it wouldn't either. And then you can go to the whole other aspect of what is free speech. You know, one person's free speech is another person's hate speech.
It's a great point.
So tell me what hate speech is.
And I would also say, too, that there's also the consideration that what you just did is maybe offensive to the vast majority of people who pay the taxes that fund the town hall that will now fly the flag.
Yeah.
But, hey, Rick, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. Have a great day. Thanks for being in the audience. I think the grades are in, Boomer. What do we have here today? Boomer, your Wednesday performance today was better than usual, so you get an A+.
All right.
Now. Says, Phil, your Wednesday performance was full of great content, but if I'm being honest, your performance today was a little sloppy. Really? Really? And I had to count off some major points for trying to compare Katie Britt with Barack Obama. Oh, that wasn't... See? Oh, that sounds awful. You planned that with John, didn't you?
I read it just a second ago, so I was ready.
I am not. I would never compare Katie Britt to Barack Obama.
Never.
That is awful.
But that's funny that he
says,
took it that
so
way.
So I got an A- and you win.
I win.
You win.
Yes.
I have been maligned. I have been falsely accused. Raven from Russellville says, something burns my flag, I'm going to jail. I know what he means. Brian from Huntsville, I'm a sheepdog and not a coyote. I like structure, the Bible and the U.S. Constitution. To protesters, protest all you want, but stay off my lawn. Metal Man Josh from Elkmont says, I've had my fair share of debates with Mexicans about if their country is so great, then why are they here? And they can't give me an answer that makes any sense. Yeah, okay. I did see, by the way, I've got an article I didn't get to. It was also a Fox News article. Apparently, illegal immigrants trying to cross the Rio Grande, you know, came to one of those islands in the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass, Texas, and they planted a Colombian flag, and it was flying on the island, the Colombian flag. Texas Department of Public Safety troopers went out there and took that sucker down. Good for them. Josh from Coleman says, if I'm not mistaken, violence means Hamas. Okay. Jay from Hartzell says, the audacity of people that are willing to leech off this country and then turn around and burn our flag. This country was formed by immigrants that had vision for a country that would embrace all. Don't spit on that. I agree. America, love it or leave it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you then. right side.